Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, February the 24th. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about President Trump tonight. Also, a little bit about Governor Cuomo. And a very interesting story coming out of, related to Mexico, and that is that El Chapo, remember El Chapo? Well, his wife was arrested in the United States. She's being accused of, being in the same business that her husband is in. Interesting situation. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But let me begin with President Trump. As you may have heard, President Trump is going to be speaking at CPAC on February the 28th. I believe that's... I think that's Monday, isn't it? Or this weekend. And I guess that's okay. I mean, I have no problems with President Trump. It's Sunday, February the 28th is Sunday. And he's going to be speaking at the CPAC convention. I think he spoke, actually, the last time he ran as a candidate, he spoke at that convention. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, except that I think in the case of President Trump, I think he may be coming out too soon, and let me explain what I mean. Look, I think President Trump has an excellent chance of being the GOP nominee in 2024. I think he's got an excellent chance of doing that. And his chances of being the nominee are going to improve significantly if, you know, obviously the Biden administration continues to fumble as they are doing with energy policy and the border policy and so on. So I think the more that Biden fumbles, the more that Trump is going to look better and better and better over time. But I personally would have recommended to President Trump to sit it out 2021. Basically, just do nothing in 2021 and just sit at home and watch the events on TV. Just stay out of the limelight as much as he can in 2021. And he can always, you know, speak at the convention next year, 2022. And the reason I feel that way is because I think by coming back too soon, he's giving the Democrats a distraction. Now they can talk about Trump again. One of the problems the Democrats are having right now, especially the media, is that they don't have Trump to talk about. And it's just not the same thing. Without Trump, well, the Democrats don't really have anything to talk about. And especially the media. I mean, look, if you're watching CNN, I mean, they're going nuts because they can't talk about President Trump every day like they did before. So, my sense is that I just think it's a little bit too early for him to come out. There is a better time, and I think next year would have been better, or even later this year. But I believe the longer he stays out of the public view, the better that he looks compared to what I believe is going to be a very difficult year for President Biden. I really do. I think some of these executive orders on the border and the pipeline and just things in general are not going to go well for President Biden and the Democrats. And I think the more that Trump steps on the stage, the more that he takes the limelight, I think, or the light, if you will, from the Biden administration. So just stay away. That would be my recommendation. Obviously, it's too late now because he's going to speak on Sunday, but I would have preferred for him to stay away, at least till the end of the year or maybe early next year. But that's, that's just my thought. We wish President Trump well at CPAC. I'm sure it'll be an amazing speech. It's going to be a very friendly audience, obviously. So we wish him well. But I would have preferred for him to stick around or stay out of the limelight for another year. Man, Governor Cuomo is in deep trouble. If I was a betting man, I would not bet on Governor Cuomo finishing 2021 as governor of New York. I think that he is just, you could just tell, I mean, even Democrats are turning on him because his incompetence is now so obvious. But I think there's also another scandal here, which I hope gets a lot of attention. And that's the media scandal. The media protected this man. The media gave him the kind of coverage that allowed him to write a book about himself and what a great leader he was, that allowed him to basically take credit for something in New York that he never did. And that's because of the media. And I believe the New York media and the national media owe the American people at least an explanation of how this man got away with so much. Now, obviously, he's not getting away with it anymore because, as I say, he's not going to survive. He's going to have to resign here pretty soon. He might even be facing some legal issues. I'm not completely familiar with all of that, but, I mean, it's not going to be pretty for Governor Cuomo here in the next few months. But you really have to wonder, you know, when did the media know that this was going on? They had to know back in the fall, back in the summer, that a lot of these things were going on because there were all kinds of rumors about this stuff. And they sat on it in much the same way they sat on the story about President Biden's son, and much the same way they protected President Biden during the campaign by allowing him to sit at home and do nothing, not campaign, just sit at home, do nothing. Never answer any questions. Even today, President Biden is not doing press conferences where he takes questions from everybody. No, it's all very targeted and very selective and so on. But Cuomo, I think there's a real scandal there in Governor Cuomo. And I think it's a bit ironic and maybe funny in a way that by the end of this year, maybe even sooner than that, by Labor Day, Governor Cuomo may be out of office, resigning, and Governor Newsom in California could be recalled. So 9 months into the presidency of Joe Biden, the four most important governors in the country, Governor Abbott of Texas and Governor DeSantis of Florida, are doing very well. The other two Democrats, Governor Cuomo and Governor Newsom, may not even be around by the end of the year. And I just think that's fascinating. Now, of course, who succeeds Governor Cuomo in New York is a question that many of us have. It's not going to get any better. I mean, I don't even know who would succeed him. But anyway, he is in deep, deep trouble in New York. And this is another case, as I said before, of the media protecting a politician. And that is simply unacceptable. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. You know, the weather here in Texas has just done a 180-degree turn. A week ago today at this time, we did have lights on Wednesday evening a week ago. But, you know, we didn't know if we were going to lose them, which is why I didn't do shows or videos for several days. But here we are today. The temperatures were in the 70s today. So in 1 week, the temperature has changed 70 degrees. Now, man, if that's not crazy, I don't know what is. Well, there's a story developing here in South Texas regarding kids in cages or, you know, these what they're called migrant facilities. And, of course, this is a classic case of hypocrisy on the part of the Biden administration because they criticized President Trump when he did the same thing, when he tried to put these kids in these facilities. I mean, where else are you going to put them? A bunch of kids show up on your border. You detain them. Where are you going to put these kids other than, of course, in facilities? The one thing about these facilities, at least these kids are going to get a glass of clean water and they're going to get a doctor, something many of them probably have not seen in quite some time. But, of course, when Trump did it, the media went nuts, and especially the Spanish-speaking media went nuts. And now that Biden is doing it, the Biden administration is having a very difficult time explaining the difference between what they're doing and what President Trump did. There is no difference. There is no difference. There was no difference either with what President Obama did. Again, I didn't criticize President Obama when this happened during his watch, because what are you going to do with these kids? You get a bunch of kids who show up at your border. They don't have parents. They're just kids. So you have to put them in a facility. And frankly, those facilities that we've created for them are actually pretty decent. Very, very decent. Well, Senator Manchin of West Virginia recently came out against a lady who has been appointed to run the Office of Budget and Management. That lady is in deep trouble, by the way. She may not get in. She may not survive. But Senator Manchin came out against her because he said that she was too partisan. And now they're accusing Manchin, the left is accusing Manchin, of racism and sexism. I mean, it's amazing to me. That's the only thing that the left can do, is to call you a racist. I mean, it's gotten to the point that it's comical. It's not even, you don't even take them seriously anymore, because all they do is call you a racist or a sexist or whatever they want to call you. Well, I'm sure you remember El Chapo, who was found guilty, and he's sitting in a, you know, in a jail somewhere. I don't know where in particular he's sitting at, but I think he's in Colorado, in one of these very, very exclusive jails where we put very famous people. And that's where El Chapo is. Obviously, he's not going to escape from that prison like he escaped twice in Mexico. But it turns out that his wife was arrested in the United States, and she's being accused of basically being in the same business that he was in, moving drugs in and out of the United States. Now, his wife is a very pretty young woman. She is, perhaps, with all due respect, the classic definition of a trophy wife. I mean, here you have El Chapo, who's 60 years old, and he's got this beautiful wife in her early 30s. I think she was a former beauty queen in whatever state she's from in Mexico, although she is a U.S. citizen, as I understand, as well. And they have two daughters. And I'm sure she's a very nice lady. I don't have anything other than that against her. But it's created a little controversy because the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, tweeted some information, and I've got a post coming out about this on Thursday morning, tweeted some information saying that the president of Mexico was going to take care of her, suggesting that somehow President López Obrador was going to cut a deal with the United States to protect El Chapo's wife. And I'm not exactly sure what Vicente Fox was trying to say with this. It's got to be very embarrassing, I would think, for the president of Mexico to have a former president say something like that. And I have no idea where Vicente Fox is coming from. Now, he's a guy who likes publicity, so it's possible that he was just saying something just to get publicity. He's done that before. You know, if you remember, former President Vicente Fox of Mexico got into some fights with President Trump over the border wall and even used some four-letter words to talk about President Trump. So, my sense is that Vicente Fox is just getting some publicity or looking for publicity. But it's got to be very upsetting, I would think, for the Mexican president to have a former president suggest that he's going to take care of this woman who was arrested here in the United States, somehow suggesting he's going to be able to cut a deal with the United States to help this woman. I don't see how he does that because, you know, I'm sure that the charges they have against this lady must be pretty strong if they were willing to arrest her at an airport, I guess, in Los Angeles or Miami, wherever it was. But it was very interesting to see a former president get into this. And as I say, I have a post about this coming out on Thursday morning. And it's just fascinating. Mexican politics seems to get more fascinating by the day. Well, on this day in history, I want to take a few minutes here and remember a very tragic thing that happened on this day in 1996 when four members of the Brothers to the Rescue. This is an organization based in Miami, and these were people who would fly into the Florida Straits looking for Cubans who were escaping Cuba in a raft or whatever it may have been. And these four Cubans were flying these missions, and unfortunately the Cuban government saw them and shot them, blew up the plane, and killed all four of them. Became a real diplomatic problem between the United States and Cuba. And one of the consequences of this incident is that the United States tightened up the Cuban embargo. And that's why it's so difficult to remove the embargo, because it was made a lot tougher because of this incident 25 years ago. So we remember the four men of the Brothers to the rescue. Thank you for listening. This is Sergio Canto and Dallas.